Good morning. This is Agashwani Kohima, the morning news read by Jonas Yantan. The 2023 Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine has been jointly awarded to Hungarian-American biochemist Gadelin Gariko and American physician scientist Drew Weissman for work on messenger RNA, mRNA technology that paved the way for groundbreaking COVID-19 vaccines. The Nobel Prize Committee in its statement said the groundbreaking findings of Professor Gariko and Professor Weissman have fundamentally changed the understanding of how mRNA interacts with a human being's immune system. It said the laureates contributed to the unprecedented rate of vaccine development during one of the greatest threats to human health in modern times. The pair will receive their prize at a formal ceremony in Stockholm on 10th of December, the death anniversary of scientist Alfred Nobel, who created the prizes in his last will and testament. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday laid the foundation stone and dedicated to the nation multiple development initiatives worth around 19,260 crore rupees from Gwalior in Madhya Pradesh. He also dedicated to the nation the Delhi-Vadodara Expressway, which has been developed at a cost of about 11,895 crore rupees. He also laid a foundation stone for five different road projects worth over 1,880 crore rupees. Addressing a public meeting in Gwalior, Modi said that these new industrial startups, including in Indore and Ujjain, will create thousands of new employment opportunities for the youth. Earlier, the Prime Minister dedicated to the nation and laid the foundation stone for various development projects worth 7,000 crore rupees at Chittorgarh in Rajasthan. Addressing the program, Modi said the development of backward areas has been the priority of his government. Union Minister of State for Science and Technology, Dr. Jitendra Singh, yesterday said that India's stature in space research is growing day by day and is now competing with the space elites. Felicitating ISRO scientists at an event in New Delhi, Dr. Singh said ISRO is now considered a leading space agency in the world despite the time advantage NASA and other space agencies once enjoyed. He added that countries like the US and Russia, who once looked down on India, now want to partner up. Addressing gathering, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla said that India needs cooperation from dedicated individuals and organizations to lead in the science and technology sector. 50 NCC Girl Cadets are participating in a 10-day training camp to represent the northeastern region at Republic Day Bharat 2024 on Gardavya Path, New Delhi. The training camp commenced yesterday at the St. Mary's Cathedral Higher Secondary School, Kohima. 25 cadets of SFS Higher Secondary School, Guwahati, and 25 cadets of St. Mary's Cathedral Higher Secondary School, Kohima, along with instructor staff, are attending the camp. Group Commander NCC Kohima, Brigadier P.S. Sangwan, addressed and interacted with cadets during the opening ceremony of the camp. He congratulated the cadets for being part of the historic event and motivated them to make their families, community and state proud. Delhi police has arrested a most wanted terrorist who was also a member of the Pune ISIS module. He was on the National Investigation Agency's most wanted list, carrying a reward of 3 lakh rupees. Apart from him, two persons also carrying bounty on their heads by the National Investigation Agency were also arrested. The module was planning to carry out terror incidents in North India, taking instructions from foreign-based handlers. E-auction of mementos received by Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been opened from yesterday for the general public. The bids will continue till 31st of this month. The money collected from this auction will be donated to the Namami Ganga project to revitalize the sacred Ganges River. Mementos ranging from 100 rupees to 65 lakh rupees are being available for e-auction in this fifth edition of the auction. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.